Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, night after night, you work, put on the show, and you do the best you can, and after all, what does it add up to?
What?
It's 'cause all people remember is the night the chimp grabbed Larry's balls.
Hope they fall off!
Oh, settle down. We're not doing that right now.
No?
Sorry. No. Yeah. Yeah, that's what my life ultimately means. That's the way it adds up. Just a monkey and some balls.
Well, it's the all-caller show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, let's get back to those phone calls.
Darlene?
Yeah?
What's Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No. The actor.
Christopher Reeve.
The new one.
Dean Cain?
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Hey!
I know, I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers lot.
Fine. Could you get them for me, please?
Dean Cain.
Dean Cain. Hank Kingsley. Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's another pleat in your cape. And here it is, bottom line. Al Hairlip Hartman. You don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest fan, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Cain. Sure. Whatever you prefer.
Hello?
Hello.
Broadcasting from Ian Outdoors, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, cats and kittens, here we go. We've been on the air almost 2 hours.
Almost.
And we've taken almost 70 calls.
Almost. And we're going to really do better.
Yeah, we're going to try to get more calls in here.
We're going to really try to get some more calls in.
It's the extravaganza known as the leap year going out of business sale. All calls.
All calls today. Pedal to the metal.
Maybe we're not as hard on people as we normally are.
Very good.
Hello, Donna Misha, just like saying hard on. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, we are taking all phone calls today. Welcome.
Hey, welcome, man, and
welcome.
Hey.
Welcome. Yay, he's a funny little tart. Welcome.
Hey,
we're
Rob,
we are losing Mike.
Rob's got a mic today, right?
No, Rob does not have a mic today.
Oh, but he loves numbers, doesn't he?
He loves numbers.
Yeah, he sure does.
Yes. Yeah, you know, Dang. You take a jack-o'-lantern and you divide it by its circumference, you know what you get? Pumpkin pie.
Okay, which is, I believe, what I smelled on your mom. I'm sorry, I got
You know, we were really going into this thinking we're going to be easier on the callers and take a lot more. Well, we could take a lot more by cutting this guy's time off there.
I guess so.
Way too lame to be a joke.
That was a really good joke.
Smelled like a bad pumpkin pie down there.
You know, those jokes are dangerous because they, you know, they're like a disease.
One breeds another.
They spread. Right. Like
Hello.
Bacteria.
Donna Mike Show. That's why you always got to wipe off the doorknob.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Donna Mike.
Time to put a little Purell on the phone.
Hey, what's happening? Donna Mike Show. All caller show. Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
Great.
Please,
how are you?
Please don't let us be misunderstood.
Okay. Yeah, I just like the new bit on American Idol where they show the idol's parents.
Yep, I do too.
And
it's a new level of cruelty.
Takezi's mother, Kay. K-E-C.
K-E-C. Okay, the guy's making a...
Yeah, take that. A keep-eating joke.
Keep-eating C-word.
That's all right.
Yeah, Buzz, for those who don't watch, like Buzz,
yes.
That's a great new part of American Idol. Mm-hmm. When the person loses,
yes.
They make the family members stand up on the little...
They have a railing.
Stage.
And the family members are not emoting enough for me. They don't seem to be anything but lost up there. And I think they're confused as to where the cameras are.
Sure.
That the one father... Really looked like he wanted to kick ass when his daughter got voted off.
Yeah.
I forgot what her name was. She was the black girl that had the bandana with the skulls on it.
He was the guy who we had thought all along
was going to get up and kill Simon.
Mm-hmm. Was, you know, looking at Simon like, man, I can't wait to just beat your white ass.
He looks military to me,
yeah.
You know, and I think she might have a military background.
What's
I'm not
her
sure.
Name? Alexandria?
I think Alexandria. Yeah. Alexandria.
There's like an extra syllable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'll call her a show. Hello.
Yeah, Don, I just want to tell you, it's been a great ride. You guys threw a lot, me through a lot in the last few years, and I think it's time for you to retire and enjoy yourself. And I would want to tell Mike from yesterday, a great show to bring back would be Lancelot Link.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you must be looking into a crystal ball because wow. That's the very first show.
Mm-hmm.
Will be Lancelot Link.
Talking monkeys?
Yeah, we're actually getting the chimps. Getting the chimps in.
All right, Mike, I hope to see you in Ocean City.
Thank you.
You will.
He's saying he hopes to see me in Ocean City. You're the one that's going to Ocean City.
He hopes also, to see you there, though.
I'm not going there.
What, you're not going to visit me?
Yes, I will visit
Hello.
You.
Hello. Don Mike Show.
Every week.
Hello.
I'll visit you when you have that small house like in The Godfather. You know, when Michael Corleone goes to visit. Hey, would you like a tuna fish sandwich? And Janet comes out and you're watching the game out on the porch. Enjoy your cake.
God, I would hate if it ended like that. If we were at the Bay Bridge toll booth, if it ended like The Godfather when he goes to the toll booth, boom, 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 boom,
very bad.
Look at my boy. Look what they did to my boy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got a question for Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
Yesterday, when Joe came in the room and was giving advice to that guy with the IRS problems,
yes,
is that going to be the level of action he's going to get when it's the Mike O'Mara Show?
It's a good question. No comment. Joe made me laugh yesterday. He actually made me spray water out of my nose when he came in there. That's the kind of interaction that I like to see Joe have with the listening audience. But you know what? As far as Joe, you don't have to worry about what I'm going to be doing in the future with Joe Artinger. You can listen to Joe every weekend right here on WJFK
on his own spinoff show.
Joe Radio.
Saturday nights at 9.
Are you getting paid for that show yet, Joe?
No, obviously not.
That's a no.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I love you. Just wanted to say nothing's more funny than when you guys do like 20 minutes of straight Larry King back and forth. That's just the best.
Oh.
Got to run. Number one fan.
Number one fan. I need a lot of that today.
Lots of people like that.
Seems to be popular.
Like to talk about Larry. Like to talk like Larry.
It's just talking.
Watching American Idol, thinking, come on now.
Antibiotics.
Fall apart, girl. Please fall apart.
You're listening to the All Callers Show on Don and Mike. We're taking calls from all over the country.
Have you ever put peanut butter on a bagel?
No, I haven't. But what I've done is when I used to have a dog in Miami, I put peanut butter between two pillows.
If Will Ferrell's there, I'm laughing.
We're sitting here backstage at the Elton John party. This is the ticket I have. Take a look.
I'm doing the chin.
Hi. Elton John's a gay.
Time.
They have sex unlike I have sex.
I don't have sex anymore.
Like watching.
Even the Viagra doesn't work for me.
Like watching lots of men with Sean.
Anderson Cooper 360 coming up at the top of the hour.
Have film of Anderson Cooper.
You like
Anderson Cooper?
Do you like being in Hollywood?
Have film of Anderson Cooper making out with Billy Bush.
Whoa. Whoa. How come you don't wear a normal tie?
Billy Bush just got new deal with Westwood One for radio show.
My shoulders are touching in the front. What? I have a concave chest.
Apparently they have money to burn.
My hair grows, sir.
My fingernails grow.
Yeah, just like they will in the casket.
We're joined by Janet Jackson. When did you know that your brother... like to K-E-C. Keep eating C.
For now, this is Larry King from Los Angeles, K-E-C. Wouldn't that be special? That would be delightful. If he signed off every time, actually.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. How dare you? That bad caller. You sidetracked us.
That's horrible.
That was a valuable minute that we could have spent with someone else.
He knew what he was doing.
Terrible.
All caller show. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Next.
Here we go.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for a long time, and I really love your show. And that's it.
Well, thank you.
Very nice. Yeah, glad you got through. It is the all-caller show. You can get through with any sentiment you have.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What up, Don? What up, Mike?
Hi there.
What up?
Hey, new show coming up, new DJ name for Rob.
Yeah, what?
Hipporobimus.
What was that?
Hipporobimus.
Hipporobimus.
What does that even mean? Exactly, Rob.
And I really shouldn't have laughed at it.
No, you shouldn't have.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I just hear Michael Buffer saying it, you know?
Yeah.
Hipporobimus.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going out there?
Rob comes out to wrestle someone in a big adult diaper.
And now, coming back from retirement, it's Hulk Hogan to face the amazing Hipporobimus.
You know, Buzz, I'm surprised that yesterday on the news we didn't mention the fact CBS, did you hear this, that they've signed up for MMA?
Cage fighting, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be on Saturday night in prime time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the trend that it has. It's trending, and they're actually looking at that, and I can't believe how hot it is.
It's just of all the networks.
Yeah, the Tiffany Network.
I'm surprised it's on CBS. Uh-huh. What are they going to run after, like a Hallmark made-for-TV movie about Valerie Bertinelli and breast cancer?
You know, the more that they put on TV, the better, though. I love it. I swear to God, it's so much better than boxing. So much more fun to watch than boxing.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don's and Mike's.
Yeah, right. Hi, all caller show. We're trying to get all calls today. All calls.
Fantastic. I'd like to hear Mike do a Pat Buttram impersonation.
Pat Buttram?
Yes, please.
Mr. Haney from Green Acres.
Jimmy, is he the guy that did
Mr. Douglas? Isn't that a rule, though?
That's it. No request.
No request. I see.
All callers.
My ego got in the way once again.
All callers.
I love it when I get it at the supermarket.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Caller is king.
Hey, okay, this guy's got a party at his house, and this drunk walks up.
No, not allowed.
No jokes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Radio Gods. Hi. I've been a listener for over 12 years, and nothing's better than Jew to Jew.
Ah.
Always like the Jews.
No.
Threw him a curve.
No.
I am one of the Jews. Eat a bagel city.
Jew is the best.
If we start doing that, we're going to...
go to B'nai Israel.
Start doing every single request that people have.
And what would be wrong with that, Mike?
Might I congratulate the recent Academy Award winners for No Country for Old Men, the Coen brothers.
And, of course...
Shalom.
There's no replacing Billy Crystal.
No.
But John Stewart, oi.
He was very good, but in his own way. But Crystal, to me, was the top dog. I'm sorry. Perhaps we should take more calls.
It's called 700 Sundays.
Time.
It's about his dad. We don't have to listen to you say time.
Time.
Time is something promised nobody.
Time keeps on ticking.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're doing Steve Miller.
Into the future.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
That was kind of a Steve Miller Jew to Jew thing.
That's right, sure. I'm a joker. Mm-hmm. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker.
Whoa.
Whoa. Take the money and run, right? Whoa. Steve Miller, abracadabra.
A tribute.
I want to reach out and grab you.
I like Steve Miller. But I like Glenn better.
Wouldn't it be abracadabra?
Abracadabra.
These damn does.
Yeah, there, boy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
This is Wichita City. What's going on, boss? How you guys doing out there?
I didn't know there was a Wichita City.
I've never heard it referred to that way.
Wichita City.
It's the Dub here in Wichita City.
The Dub.
I believe he just used a nickname.
No, that's Wichita. That's the W. Dub is Wichita.
We call it the Dub.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that, Buzz.
Yeah, Wichita, man. It's slamming down here.
It's slamming.
Hold on, Mike. I'm hearing now from the judges, yes, you're right. Technically, that is a nickname for a city.
Ah.
He's gone.
Sorry, friend.
The judges, as always, side with Mike.
Thank you.
Or me. That's why they're in our back pockets.
Thank you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Our judge is Paula Abdul.
And now from the wind tunnel.
Some hash on
Hello?
The line.
Hello?
Would you say there's hash on the
hash
line?
Hash on the line. Yeah, that's what you call that static when you hear it.
Hash on the line.
I've never heard static referred to as hash.
That's what we call it, Don.
You know.
Oh, you potheads?
Me and Rob.
We're smoking weed.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bongheads.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, it's the all-caller show. It's your turn.
Hey, what's going on? Hey. The biggest line is yippee-ki-yay, mother trucker.
All right, this is Mr. 2 days ago, or is that
That
Mr.
would be
yesterday?
From the beginning of yesterday's show, a new record.
Just seems like
Mr.
2 days.
Yesterday. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Meow! Meow!
Oh, don't be a pussy.
Meow!
Buzz's number one fan here, Muriel.
Oh, it's a kitty.
Oh, it's one of Buzz's pussies.
Oh, terrific. His cats that he sends all the holiday cards to.
What's it like being one of Buzz's pussies?
Meow.
How's Buzz treat his pussies?
I hear contentment.
How many boxes does he have in the house?
Meow, meow, meow.
Three. Is that true, Buzz?
It's actually only two. Oh, they're not very good counters.
You like massaging all your pussies?
Meow, meow, meow.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I know. Probably never going to make the air. Hello. Don and Mike show. It's the All Caller show. Hello.
Yeah, can I talk to Marge Simpson?
No. That would be a sneaky way of trying to get a request on.
But you know what? Guys like that are going to help our average go up because we're going to get more calls in because of guys like that.
All That's callers. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Why must you give so much, Mike?
I can't help it.
You're so generous.
I'm so generous, I can't even stop my own generosity.
Why don't I just change your name to Salvation Army?
Or Mother Teresa. What's wrong with me?
Don and Mike show.
If the Nationals were to sign Tony Kornheiser and Larry Michaels, or George Michaels, I'd pitch and who would...
Yeah, be shame. Perhaps you get a nice new phone.
Try it again.
And you can try that again sometime.
And remember, it's Donna Summer, Silver Spring, and it's George Michael. And Larry Michaels.
Am I the only one that think the Nationals are going to win the World Series?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, it's the All Callers show. Welcome.
There you go. Hey, y'all been getting a lot of mentions on Ron and Fez show.
How are Ron and Fez doing?
They're doing great.
Good.
Well, can
good
you one. Do a, hey, Mike, I want to hear Ron Bennington.
It's another request.
Look, Don said I'm being too generous, and I am not going to do that anymore,
good
all right?
You.
Look at that son of a
I'll
bitch.
Do it. Look at that son of a bitch.
That's it. We both do the same Ron Bennington. It's just Ron talking about a pizza.
Right.
Do you remember the pizzeria?
Yes, Two Boots.
Exactly.
Two Boots in New York City.
You know,
that's
the crap that I remember. I'm getting more like you every day, Rob. the insignificant knowledge that, why do I remember? Two Boots pizza.
You could do worse.
That's what we remember about Ron Bennington, one of our friends on the radio
biz.
Great guy. This guy looked at a pizza one day, just delivered to the station. He was just looking at it going, look at that son of a bitch.
Yeah, we heard him on his show doing that, and he'd say, look at that son of a bitch.
Full of pizza lust.
Oh, absolute pizza lust.
Hello, Don and Mike. He lusts for a lot of stuff. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. How about ye?
Doing all right, man. I'm calling from the frozen north in Vermont, where I've been listening to YouTube BM Eaters for over 15 years.
You get a lot of schnee? You got a lot of schnee up there?
That's 15 years you're never going to get back.
God damn it, man. We got 15 inches the other day, and I'm so sick of it.
Did you see that today where they're talking about really they've got so much up there right now, the buildings, I mean, just normal buildings are collapsing
if
now.
If you got 15 inches, wouldn't you be bleeding?
Well, hey, Mike, just want to say, go Sox away, baby.
All right. No socks.
He didn't want to answer
Just
that.
Ignore my gay humor. My butt humor.
Here he was, a nice innocent caller from Vermont, wanted to talk about spring training baseball, and you have him being raped.
Me. Well, you know my motto.
I like rape.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, radio guys 3 to 7, sissies the rest of the day.
Brilliant!
Like it when guys call and they do like bumpers for us. But yeah. Again, all that does is bring our total of calls.
And I like the breathing at the end, waiting for a reaction.
Makes our total number higher. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good day, my lord. Good day, my lady.
Hey, hi there.
Hi there. Mike, I would like to thank you. I laughed my rear end off last night listening to an old tape of you doing a Hitler interview for a college student.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about when...
That's a college student. That's John Stewart, right?
Where did you hear that, sir?
I had got it off the internet one time when I first started listening to you guys, and I had saved it on an MP3 file.
Was that the one with Larry King interviewing Adolf Hitler?
Yes.
Didn't you do that for John Stewart?
I did that for John Stewart, but I don't. Rob, you would probably remember. I don't remember what it was for. He wasn't doing the Daily Show, but was he doing the Daily Show?
No, he was promoting his book, Pictures of Celebrities Naked.
All I know is, I mean, they did the not the IMDb, the IFB thing or ISDN lines, where he was in New York and I was down in the studio in Washington,
right.
And I was supposed to do a Larry King voice interviewing Adolf Hitler.
This guy should send a copy of that.
Yeah, if you could send a copy of that, we'd sure appreciate it. Can you send that to the website?
He's gone with the wind.
He's gone. Well, if you're listening, send that along because we'd like to hear that.
I'd love to hear it. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
Don, love you guys. You guys are the best. Listen, quick question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cigar other than the Opus X Fuente Fuente?
You have a second choice?
I would go again from the Fuente line. I don't know. I like a VSG, the Ashton VSG.
How about something I can afford?
Well, listen, is it my fault we live in different tax brackets?
Okay, bye-bye.
I think Dutch Masters is great. Try that one on, okay?
No.
What does VSG stand for?
Marie Antoinette.
Don't be a hater. Just because I saved my pennies.
Let them eat cake, he says. Dutch Masters, you bastard.
VSG is virgin sun-grown.
Ah, very nice.
They're real nice cigars.
Nice Swisher Sweet when you're getting your lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Have you seen something on YouTube called David Lee Roth on American Idol?
Negative, but is it someone who took those wild tracks and did something with them?
Yeah, pretty damn funny. I laughed so hard I sharted.
You know, we talked about that day.
That sounds like something we ought to get audio-wise. It would be good audio if it was good video.
If it's that stuff of David Lee Roth singing Running with a Devil, and if you dubbed in Simon Cowell saying you're pitchy and that sounds awful.
Yeah, right? That would be pretty good. I'd like
didn't
to hear
we,
that.
Didn't we almost recreate that on the air that day?
Yeah, we did. We did indeed.
We're running a promo of it.
God, we're ripped off again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe this thing was inspired by Mike's impression of
Simon YouTube.
Chewing out David Lee Roth.
So they actually do it on YouTube. I'd like to see it.
All right. Well, we've all got YouTube. Go find it, Buzz. Oh. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Not right this morning.
All right, good.
Don, I want to thank you for telling everyone how to pronounce my name. Donna Summer.
I'm sorry. We're out of time.
Donna Summer. How you doing, Donna? Queen of Disco, Donna Summer.
Love her.
Hi.
Donna.
I love to love you, baby. Hi, Donna. Mike Show, all caller show.
Hey.
Hey, and the way we feel right now is and I've never run a marathon, but like I hear about people that run like the New York City Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
You get to that point where you get the stitch in your side and you think you can't go on anymore, and that's just when you just let adrenaline take over.
Mm-hmm.
And is that where you're at, Mike?
Push to the
finish. Yeah, but there ain't no adrenaline here.
I could use a cup of water.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. We have some orange slices for you, Buzz.
Okay, you know how it's going to go?
Some juice boxes.
I'm going to whisper this to you because he won't be able to hear me.
All right.
Okay.
He just said that long hey. Okay, if we go back to him again and he says hey again, we're in very big trouble.
Yeah. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, I have been...
No. Big trouble in Little China. Hello.
Yes, hey. It's you. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey is for horses.
I have been a listener since 1992.
Time, we're out of time.
Oh, that's too bad.
Out of time, too bad. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Doggone it.
Fernando y Miguel, y Buzz, y Robé, and Joe. Congratulations on retirement. Yeah, I got nothing.
Speaking.
Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
He's done.
See you later. He's just someone helping pat our total today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. It's the All Caller Show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes, and Mike. We're both here.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, holla.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I love you guys.
Well, of course you do. It's been universally proven.
Yes, I've loved y'all since the WAVA days in Arlington.
Love us long time.
Why aren't we more
wonderful.
Tired?
Wonderful. You going out this evening? Going out to dinner? Have anything planned?
Unfortunately, no. I have three kids. I got to get home to them.
Oh. Yeah, and tell me, how is Buzz doing on the support on those kids?
How are they doing anyway?
They're fine.
Cute as ever?
It's a shame you don't have evening plans. I was hoping you could take us into the shower with you.
I'm sorry. I'm in the car right now. Otherwise, I would do that.
Thank you.
Look who's awake.
Yes, I'm forcing myself. You know, you got to use everything you got.
Sure,
you know?
I admire that.
You really do. You have to just pull it from somewhere, and I was just fantasizing.
Yeah, that's nice.
Time!
Oh, time. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know, there are talks that Barry Bonds might end his career with the Devil Rays. I think that's a good idea, but I know that Steve Irwin probably doesn't.
He just set Mike up for something, but not a chance.
No,
Mike loves
I'm not. I'm tired of being generous. Thanks for the call, Mike.
For the first time ever, I got the head.
That's right, Bindi.
Thank you, Bindi. Hi, Don. Don and Mike Show.
From the Grive.
Hello. Nothing but calls.
NBC.
Hello.
Hey, yes, I'd like to talk to Rob Scrotum, please.
Now, do you want to talk to his scrotum, or were you being goofy?
No, I don't want to talk to his scrotum.
All right, what would you like to ask? We'd be glad to translate. What do you want to ask Rob Scrotum?
I'd like to ask him if it paints his bald spot.
Rob? Rob, anything to say to this gentleman? Hold on. We forgot. Stepping up to the plate. He's been off the hook, and he hasn't reminded us.
We have officially started to lose patience. Now, Rob, it is your job to be nothing but honest to God, nice to this tool. Oh, hold on. Let me turn your microphone on.
Here we go.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
He just hung up.
Oh,
that's a shame.
That's
you know what?
Bad.
Maybe next time we don't make the big deal about it, we just slide Rob in there. We go, Rob.
Now we're ready.
Take him.
And I think that's really been the first time that this has been called.
Nope. Sorry about that, Robin.
This has been called for.
I didn't mean to do that.
And there's a lot of hair on my face.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. I'm just effing.
You know, God doesn't like life.
We'll never know. Now we're beginning to slightly turn on ourselves now.
Hello, Donna. My show. It always happens like this.
It always does.
It's like those campers.
We can go home tonight in these horrible moods.
It's like that movie about the Andes Mountains. It's cannibalism.
What is Lord of the Flies happening
right
now?
It's the song Timothy all over again.
We're starving.
Listen to the song, my friends. That's what's happening right now. Robbie, where on earth did you go?
If you cook the flesh in the sun, it will taste good.
And then I will drink you like a milkshake. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, you magnificent son of a bitches?
Hi there, how are you?
I've listened for a long time, and this is the first time I've ever called.
Are you a little person?
I am very little.
He's called yeah. four times.
Hold on, Rob has just pointed, but Rob, this is the first time he's gotten through.
Yeah, but he lied.
Well, who cares?
Wait, are you doing a voice, or is this the way you really sound?
I am doing a voice.
How tall are you?
5'3".
That's your real height? You're not lying?
5'3".
Well, then you're not doing a voice.
Bye.
Bye. And these are the questions that will remain unanswered.
Rob, have we reached a magical point in the count of calls at this point? Do you have the same number I do?
Buzz?
Maybe a drum roll? Gentlemen.
Are you telling me that according to your count, Buzz, if my
count is correct?
Are we near the century mark?
100 calls.
Exactly. 100 calls.
And that's special.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Seriously.
100 calls. 100.
Roses for you.
A lesser show would stop.
And roses for you.
You know what this means?
One.
You are one third done.
That means that guy that called yesterday is 100% correct that we will not get to 300 calls.
We will not get to 300 calls today, but isn't that a wonderful milestone? 100 calls on the show.
You really came strong on that last break. You even topped the first segment.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll continue this.
Feels good.
Oh, my nipples feel strong.
You all call our show, I Have Nipples, Can You Milk Me? And you've heard, I think this has been a grand exercise.
Yes.
A grand exercise.
Yeah, we only turned on ourselves a little bit there. And I think when we come up with the next segment, we're actually going to do better. I think we're going to do better. Mm-hmm. And are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. We're going to have more fun.
Impossible. Impossible to have more fun than we had the last segment.
I predict we will.
How can that even be?
Plus, at some point, we will let Kong out of his cage.
Yeah, that's right.
When we get a special caller.
Good
up.
Stuff. I'm looking forward to that. And really, for everybody that's called today, KEC.
Keep eating. Mancy.
BMC.
You know, the one thing that I am seeing on the screen, and Rob mentioned the software,
right,
where you can see how much people have called. Mm-hmm. We are getting a lot of virginal callers today, yeah. So that's nice.
Wonderful. That is very
nice. It's not the usual bunch of retards that calls us.
Excellent.
It's a different bunch of retards that's calling us today. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.